25.
Whatever you want, toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Johnson.
And we've got a special guest. Johnson is with us here tonight. And we brought you in for a very specific reason. Not that I, you know, wouldn't mind having you on the show otherwise. In fact, maybe we'd get you on more because we're going to have to talk about where Allie's going after tonight. And it's kind of exciting. So we'll get to that here in a moment. But we're going to go to the phones first because Anthony is on the line listening in New York. So to start things out, Anthony, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, what's up? I'm not sure this has actually been talked about yet, but I just wanted to say R.I.P. Russell Means. I know you guys talked about him before.
Yeah, we actually had Russell on the show in the past a few years ago, a longtime liberty activist, Native American movie star, was in The Last of the Mohicans, and he passed away recently, so that's sad.
Oh. Yeah, I just wanted to say R.I.P. to him. You know, I don't know if it was talked about yet, but... Yeah, you know, I think he deserved that. You know, he seemed pretty cool. I never met him, but
no, he really seemed like a really principled, courageous guy. He was one of the guys behind the Lakota tribe seceding from the United States. So that's pretty cool. That's a great project, and he was active all the way up until his death.
Yeah, that's all I really wanted to say. I just wanted to give a shout-out to him.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Folks can go and look up Russell Means if they'd like to know more about him and some of the activism that he did during his lifetime.
I'm interested to see what will happen to the Lakota tribe now and where they will go. You know, like where is that whole movement going to go from here now?
Well, I'm sure it's bigger than Russell Means.
Oh,
he was
sure,
just kind of the most notable, at least as far as the liberty movement is concerned. So speaking of the liberty movement... That's kind of what we're here to talk about tonight in a roundabout way. And, Allie, moments before the show started, you saw the, for lack of a better term, penis tree.
I had to have it pointed out to me. I didn't catch it. But
okay, so there's a lot of controversy right now, apparently, within a portion of the freedom movement, specifically those who are up here in New Hampshire or are potential movers here. There's a yearly event called the Porcupine Freedom Festival. For those of you who've listened to the show for a while, you know about it. We go there, broadcast live. It's a campground kind of an event where there's lots of live music and, you know, campfires and all the sort of campy things you'd expect, in addition to panel discussions and a number of other activities that are going on. It's a lot of fun. A lot of people are there. There's, you know, couples, singles, families, kids. All kinds of people are attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah, it's a festival. I mean, it's like other festivals, except the people happen to share share in their principles.
And it's a freedom-oriented festival. So
yes.
While families are in attendance, there is also a lot of adult activity that goes on.
It's true. And it seems as though, you know, some of those families that are more concerned about their kids seeing more adult things going on have sort of, I guess, gone into their own area on the campground.
I don't think that's really what it is,
mm-hmm.
to be honest. I mean, let's go into what happened.
Well, I heard somebody complain one year about, I heard that someone had complained one year about a naked woman who was walking around the campground.
Sure, those types of complaints will happen, but yeah. I don't believe that's what's driving this particular complaint.
No, this one is about the map, actually, and
right.
You are a graphic designer by trade, Johnson. You also, you know, do some other things, but you've actually, you know, gone to college for this. You've done a lot.
I went to an art school and picked up a lot of graphic design along the way.
Okay.
But yes.
You were at an art school down in Sarasota, Florida, and you designed a very, you know, graphically spectacular fold-out map that is fairly large and, you know, at least several sheets of paper large.
17 by 24.
It's huge!
Yeah, so 2 feet wide, and it's got a lot of great, you know, graphic design work. It's a layout of the campsite with all the different sites numbered and everything like that. It's a very useful map, and someone discovered something about this map today.
Which was placed there intentionally. I made the penis tree. Maybe, might become more infamous than the snow penis. Who knows?
So the penis tree, there are a lot of trees. It's a campground. So on the map, there are, you know, it's an It's a graphical image with a bunch of trees on it, and one of the trees is shaped pretty noticeably like a penis if you were looking at it, but actually noticing it is another issue because
it's
I never noticed
it. Where's the wall, though? I mean, yeah. It's really, if you notice it, you were noticing a tree that had, you know, it would be almost like there was a tree carved into that shape.
Right.
You know, so it's very difficult to see unless you're looking for it.
But you can tell when you see it that it was intentional. It's well, that kind of looks like a penis.
This wasn't an accident.
That one tree.
Right.
And so somebody noticed this. Apparently people were complaining about it at the event, but you hadn't heard anything until just
now. There was another complaint that came before this, which is why this happened. See, I've gotten accused that this is such a vulgar message and, you know, yada yada. The whole point of this was that the earlier complaint, which was that no one's looking at the map.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough people looking at the map. We've got advertisers on this map, and no one's really looking at it. Not enough people are using it. So what did I do? I put something in incredibly subtle that no one's going to see by just looking at the map, and certainly not, I'm not going to be ruining a family event, but I put something in that would draw attention, and I wanted to see how many people are going to mention this to me at Porkfest. It's all good, you know, it was all in good humor. Most people, I figured, would just laugh at it, and that's really been what the reaction has been.
Right, it's just a penis.
And I wanted to see, who's going to come and say something to me, you know? And exactly what I thought would happen is what happened at first.
What's that?
I did not hear a thing. Not one thing. No one mentioned it to me at Porkfest. And I didn't think anybody would. I didn't think anybody would see it. You know,
how
I didn't think anybody would even notice it.
How prominent was it in the back of your mind, like, when you submitted this map, were you thinking, like, the penis tree, were you, like, even thinking about it?
It wasn't even, like, a big deal. I mean, I knew it was there, but I'm like, I wonder how many, you know, the only thing in my mind was, I wonder how many people will actually even see it.
Mm.
You know, like...
Did you expect it to be the subject of controversy?
Yes, I did, eventually.
Okay.
I did expect it to be, because that was the whole point. The whole point was for it to be controversy, and thank you to the people who are making it into a controversy, because you are bringing exactly what I wanted, more eyes to the map.
Right. Good job pinpointing your audience,
right,
too, because
libertarians
love to argue over silly things like this.
So people who hate it are looking at the map. People who think it's hilarious are looking at the map. And these are people that are now seeing the ads and seeing the rest of the map that never would have looked at it before.
Well, it's an interesting strategy, but aren't you just making excuses for misogyny?
And see, that doesn't even make any sense. I've heard that argument, too, and it doesn't make sense. Because girls like to draw penises, too. You know, like,
Ellie, have you ever drawn a penis?
Sure.
See? And I might even be willing to argue, although this would be misogynistic and sexist to say, that girls probably draw more than guys do.
I made a Valentine one year that involved, like, cutting out, like, it was like a collage, and there was a penis in there somewhere.
It's just humor. And okay, so...
Why didn't you make a vagina tree, just to be fair?
Because I didn't...
Or a bush.
You know, it was just... you never
tons of them on there.
See, but the thing is I don't want to burn it out too fast. You know, you never know what might be on next year. You know,
you're going to get the gig next year after all the controversy?
See, and this is the other thing. People think that I was paid to make this map. I wasn't.
Oh.
People are buying the advertising space from me. So I wasn't paid to make this map. I made this map years ago, and I've been modifying it ever since. This is my map. I can sell the advertising myself, and I thought about it this year. I had to be convinced.
Did you do the print job on it, though? Like,
no.
Who paid for the printing?
No, I didn't pay for the printing. The Porkfest did pay for the printing, but they paid for the advertising space. So, you know, I provide the graphics. I provided the design. They bought the advertising space, and, you know, for me providing the design.
But one of the claims is that, like, some kid's going to see this, and that's bad, right?
Right. I mean,
is it bad for a kid to see a penis tree?
Well, here's the thing. If the kid can even spot it, haven't they already seen a penis before?
I think that's
like,
a valid point.
How are you going to be able to find a penis tree if you've never seen a penis before? Like, it doesn't even make sense. You know, so...
Yeah, how would you know what it is?
Right.
Yeah.
It's cartoony. It's cartoony. Right. Very, very cartoony, and it looks like a tree. You know, it doesn't really look like a penis unless you know exactly what the shape is that you're looking for. You know?
I always thought as a young girl that the cartoony versions of a penis were, like, misleading. I was like, what is going on there? I don't even understand what that is. So without, like, anatomical context, it means nothing.
We need to get, like, I know there's a scan of this somewhere online.
There's more information about what's going on.
I'm going to try to find that and maybe post it to our Facebook and Twitter so our listeners online can actually see what this looks like.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control. Penis on a map, shaped as a tree. Was this inappropriate? Did Johnson step out of line? Is it offensive? 855-453.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. Protect and connect your home with Protection One. Call 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. You can learn how to be part of the Shrine. If you are a lady listener of the show, you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to get that information and or just take a look at it. shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, there's an issue at hand that kind of developed today out of nowhere where there was some group online that called you a creeper, Johnson.
It's the Creepertarians group online, which, you know, the purpose behind the Creepertarians group is to call out the fact that there are a lot of guys, unfortunately, in the liberty movement, and I've experienced and seen this happening personally, that there are guys that just don't seem to want to take no for an answer in terms of, you know, making an approach on women, and just ridiculous pickup lines, overly touchy-feely, just kind of gross.
Is that more common in the liberty movement, you think?
I don't know, but it seems to be. I will say that personally, not this past Porkfest, I think it was the Porkfest before, I personally was asked to babysit not one, not two, but three different women who had some guys that were basically stalking them. And, I mean, in a way that disturbing.
They came to you to ask the first company?
Yeah, they came to me, in one case, another person came to ask me and said, go watch this girl.
So that must be a testament that some people don't think you're a creeper.
Yeah, a lot
but
of people don't think I'm a creeper.
This was posted, this picture that I just retweeted, or I posted to the Facebook and Twitter for Free Talk Live, which is a really zoomed-in scan of
super zoomed in.
Shows you what this penis tree looked like on the map that you drew for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And some people are apparently pretty upset about this, and you're saying this is a personal attack against you.
Yeah, it was definitely a personal attack. And it goes back to some old drama that happened on Free Talk Live, but I won't get into that. But just to say that the person who is bringing this attack against me likes to hold grudges, likes to escalate things, and doesn't want to make any kind of amends, doesn't want to...
Now, this person doesn't live in New Hampshire either. I don't believe that's worth pointing out.
And I think that she just likes to play the victim. I mean, that's my thought since I met her. It's just very much like I'm a victim, I'm a martyr, look at me. You know?
Now, there's other people that are upset about this. I mean, it's not just the person who's running the Creepertarians
page. But she's, of course, trying to stir things up. There was, for example, I tried to organize an electronic music festival at Porkfest one year. And it just became such an untenable hassle because her and partially also her husband jumped in to stir up the pot about that and say, oh, this could happen, and just to attack it. You know, and that happened in the past, too. And
well, so, I think it's true that some people are going to be offended by this. I mean, there are some prudish people who,
but I think,
you know,
mostly,
I don't really get along with.
Brings like it said on the map, unless someone brings attention to it, it would have probably gone completely unnoticed.
Right, it's not in your face at all.
No, certainly not. And you would notice if the penis tree was in your face. But again, there's a certain group of people that is in the liberty movement that let's just call them, well, prudes.
Right.
And
I got to be honest, I did have that in the back of my head a little bit as
well. So there's a group of folks that wears a normal by comparison shirt at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Mm-hmm. You remember seeing this? The NBC?
Yeah, I saw it, and I suggested that we need to come up with a principled by comparison shirt.
Well, now, you don't have to be okay with, public nudity or something like that to be principled.
Sure.
But what's the big deal anyway? I mean, I've never really understood it. I don't get why people are so uppity about naked body parts and things like that. And in this case, it's just a drawing of a tree. I just don't understand it. And so,
well,
color me unconcerned about how people are responding to this.
Penises mean a lot to some people, and they don't want to see them used in this way.
apparently, but I think it's also interesting that they're zeroing in on this. I would want to know who it is that noticed this. I sure didn't notice it, and most people, I don't think, noticed it. So it kind of speaks to, like, somebody who's on the lookout for penises, that they just, you know, that they managed to zero in on this one little part of what is a very large map.
Right. I mean, I really seem
to be offended by it.
You know, it's in a place on the map that is not visited. You know, in other words, there are certain areas of the map that no activities actually take place. Right.
Right.
So there are areas, because it's a map, right? So
yeah. This is like by the road.
Campsites and activities. Yeah, I put it over by the road, sort of on the edge of the map where no one's generally going to be looking anyway because it's off to the side. That was the whole point, you know? So, again, I didn't, unless somebody was looking for it, I wanted it to go unnoticed.
All right. So are there any other Easter eggs that people have not yet discovered about the map?
One thing that they didn't notice, which is blatant, it's not an Easter egg, it's in the key, and you know, no one's commenting about that, is there's a pile of poo.
I noticed that.
I made an icon.
The dump station.
Yeah, it's for the dump station, which is literally where the poo goes. So,
yeah, why isn't that offensive? I mean, that's really gross.
I don't know.
Poo's gross.
Poop is way worse than penises.
Yeah.
I mean, we're supposed to have like a natural aversion to poop. Penises, we're supposed to appreciate, I think.
Well, you would hope so. I mean, you would hope that people would appreciate the human form and what comes with that naturally. And as you'd said, Johnson, you're not going to recognize a penis if you're that young and you have never seen one before. It's going to be meaningless to you. It's one of those things that's going to fly right over your head as a young person.
I mean, there, you know, the complaint that, oh, I might have ruined a family event. I took that into account when I put this in the map. You know, I took into account the fact that there would be families there and made it so it would be invisible to children.
Right.
I thought about it.
Is there, like, an actual line of trees right there? Like, there could be one tree that could technically be pruned?
Yeah, sure there is. Yes, there's one tree that could technically...
Right, when you drive into Florida.
Make a real-life version of
welcome.
It.
Welcome.
I don't know how the owner of the property there would feel about that.
Hey, Johnson, what's a website you can promote for yourself? Like, can people go and hire you and stuff? Or are you too busy?
I'm kind of too busy right now.
That's a problem with good graphic designers and good programmers is you can never hire them because they're always too busy.
High demand.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for coming on the show tonight. I know Damo's actually been waiting patiently in the wings here to come on the air, and I'm sure we'll hear what he thinks. Damo going to be joining us from copblock.org, and we will, of course, take your calls as well. Is this offensive? And if so, why? Would this knowledge, knowing that the graphic designer of the map for Porcupine Freedom Festival put a small tree in the shape of a penis on the map, would that affect your decision as to whether or not you would go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Someone said that they wouldn't attend.
As far as I'm concerned, wow. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? That's how uppity you are?
Hey, you know, you could market this as a way to sign your name like Johnson. Like, that's just how I...
I could.
So, yeah. Personal logo.
I get this work, and that's just how I always sign my artwork.
Thanks for coming in tonight, man. Definitely appreciate it. We're going to go to you and your calls. Let's talk to the pizza guy in Fargo. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, Ian. How's it going?
Hey, are you offended?
No, not at all. In fact, when I was an executive for that small 49 company I ran, I used to run around drawing penises on everyone's paperwork just for fun.
Hang on, pizza guy. I know you're calling for a different reason, so stand by. We'll get back to you here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. We'll be joined by a Damo from copblock.org. And we still have to talk about Allie and what she's going to be doing here after she leaves Free Talk Live tonight. Temporarily, hopefully. We'll find out more. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can bring up anything, plus a virginity auction. Allie will tell us about it.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. We've got a lot of them, including archives that go all the way back to late 2006. You just click and download, and they are yours. FreeTalkLive.com, right at the top of the page, last 7 days' worth of the show. And then click into our SoundCloud page to access years' worth of this program. We are going to be celebrating, by the way, our 10th anniversary coming up here in a couple weeks, actually probably less than a week or so.
How exciting.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And so you can go back for a year's worth of the show. If you just click into the SoundCloud link, go to freetalklive.com. It's on the left-hand side underneath Listen and Share. Or you can just go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to where you need to be. And if you love the ideas of liberty, there's only one place you need to be, and that is here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org if you understand what freedom's all about, and that is that you should allow others to be free if you yourself would like freedom for you and your family. So go to freestateproject.org, learn more about it, and then also the Liberty Forum dates have been announced. We will give those to you so you will know what you need to mark off on your calendar. Liberty Forum is February 21st through the 24th.
in 2013. It's going to be the same place it always is, the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. There are some details over at freestateproject.org. But again, mark off your calendar, February 21st through the 24th. We'll see you there. Free Talk Live is always broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum. Ademo joining us from copblock.org. Good evening.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, well, it's always good to have you here, and thanks for your patience as we had short notice brought Johnson in to discuss the penis tree, which, of course, you're still welcome to talk about. In fact, you know, you heard most of that conversation. What are your thoughts on that?
I love it. I mean, it's ridiculous. I would echo most of what your thoughts were. Yeah, that there's bigger and better things to use our time with. It's a penis tree. It happens.
Right. Talk about
whatever. You know, like,
talk about unnecessary drama.
Yeah. Right.
Let's go back to the pizza guy, though. He's listening in Fargo. You're back on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, so my story is I'm the same as the cat house guy. And I don't know if you remember that story.
The cat house guy. Recap for our listeners. I remember, but...
I'll give you the super short version here. I bought a house 2 years ago, and the sellers of the house just straight up committed fraud. They didn't disclose that there had at one time been 67 cats in that house. It's a 1,200-square-foot house. They covered it up. We did a walkthrough. There was an inspection. Nobody knew about any of this. I had, like, no legal recourse. And there was no smell in the winter. I'm in Fargo, North Dakota, where the winters are ice cold. So all the cat leavings were frozen behind the walls in the attic on the second floor, and they had painted over the cat urine soaked floors. So, I mean, everything had to be gutted straight out.
God.
I don't know if you guys know this. I was also an executive at one of the companies. I worked really hard to buy some advertising with you guys one time. And then I had to quit that job. So, it's taken everything from me. I had to quit that job to go build the house. I'm down to my last dollar, my last penny. I'm broke.
Whoa.
I had an excellent credit. That I cashed in. You know, everyone's always ragging on credit card companies, but I was able to take like $10,000 in 0% loans, you know, for 2 years. I don't have to pay those for another year. They were extremely helpful, but it's not enough. Gutting a house down to the studs. And, you know, I was a computer programmer turned marketing executive. I don't know anything about building a house. Now I do. Everything has been taken from me. Everything. I have nothing. I have
Man,
no money.
That's terrible.
I have no hope.
Why did you say not that it'd be any better? But like, why was there no legal recourse? I mean, I know fraud, you know, is something that, you know, courts have been used.
Because the sellers of the home were 80 and 90 years old, respectively. One of them with cancer in the foot in the grave, so they would never qualify for a mortgage. And they took all the money from the sale of the home and paid off their medical bills. So they had no assets. I can't take their current.
How can you get blood from a stone, right?
Right. So that's
right?
Why you couldn't go after.
So you're stuck with this nightmare of a home. I mean, would it have? Do you feel like it would have been better off to just sell it instead of trying to repair it?
I couldn't have. I mean, who would buy it? Then I would have been 50. You know what? I mean, the house is not worth nothing. I would have had to pay someone to demolish it just to take it off my hands.
Yeah. I'm just wondering what would have cost less. I mean, you know, raise the property, sell the land, or fix the house.
Take the hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing. Well, and I have people around me who are saying, oh, no, I'll walk you through it. I'll take your hand. I'll bring you through this. And then, of course, they ran away after the first couple of months.
You mean contractors?
My so-called family. It's been a destructive situation for my life.
Jeez, I'm sorry to hear about that.
And I've already gone through one Fargo winter with half of a house. We're about to head into the second one, and I have no money. There's nothing I can do. I'm worse than homeless. Well, okay, I guess living directly on the streets would be worse. But I mean, it's hell. This is also my second year of marriage that I'm going into. You know, this is how we're starting our life together.
Jeez.
And it's been a lot of fun. Starting this way and living this way, and I really wanted to come someday to the Free State Project, live in New Hampshire. I'm all about. I mean, I'm on the Mark to Ian spectrum, probably a little closer to you there, Ian. I'm a little bit of a radical, crazy guy. I want to be
the
around
Mark Ian spectrum.
I like that. Adam.
Okay. Well, what? Are you stuck? I mean, you stuck for life in this hell house.
Here's the clincher. Here's the turnaround point. There's a government program called Rehab Housing, where they'll give me a $24,000 no interest loan for 10 years, and they'll forgive it 10% after the first 3 years, and then 15 years, you know, so I don't pay any of it. I have to hire their corrupt, you know, double-priced contractors with the money, but it would finish it. But then I have to live in that home for 10 years.
Whoa!
I have to make my permanent residence.
But then I mean, you have to accept money that you know is stolen from somebody else. It's not like...
And I want you to imagine my current living situation, and I've been doing this for the last 2 years to fuel this. You know, I switched, I went back to pizza delivery because I could not run a company and learn how to build a house at the same time. And I needed those daylight hours to consult with contractors and go to Menards, things like that. So I wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning with my wife, who's a house cleaner. I mean, she makes $9 an hour. I wake up at 9 in the morning. I build the house until 5, and then I go and deliver from 5 to 11. I work literally from 9 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock at night every night.
Do you have kids?
No, I wanted
Thank
to.
Goodness.
I wanted to. It was buy a house and have kids. That was the plan. When I say this house took everything from me, it took my career. It took my prospects of a family. It took everything.
The house could be the kid. It just needs care and work.
That must be an amazing woman in your life.
We went a year showering over a hole in the basement with a garden hose.
Yeah, that's an amazing woman.
Yeah, right?
I was like, I'm out of here. And the garden hose is broken out.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And so what do I do? Do I take the money and stick it out in Fargo for another 10 years? Or do I keep bleeding for another year just so that I can be out of it, you know, morally and easier to get to New Hampshire? What do I do?
I think ultimately you got to do what's best for you. I would say that just if you would go the route of the loan aspect, I mean, you might have to keep your address there. It doesn't mean you physically have to live there, you know? Like, there's people...
Yeah, are they going to check on you?
Yeah, are they going to check on you? Like, who's to say, like, okay, I was gone this day that you checked or this month that you checked, you know? Do they say you have to live there 365 days a year?
I'm still paying a mortgage on the house. If I'm not there, the house is empty. And then I can't vote in New Hampshire.
Well, I'm saying you could rent the house out. I'm saying rent it to one of those, a friend or a family member or something who... You know, it could be a lease.
So it's like, are they only just checking the deed? Is it only as long as you are the owner of the home for 10 years? Or they actually say you have to physically be there?
After
they're going to check on you.
So hard for the house. I mean, do I want to entangle myself up into some kind of a crazy under the table renting scheme? Because everybody has to claim a residence. If I'm renting it out to somebody, then they're
I don't know.
That
it's not so crazy renting scheme. It's not like dun, dun, dun. I mean, you could just make an agreement with somebody and rent your place. I've never seen like the rent or lease agreement police like coming by and be like, let me see your lease agreement right now, you know. So
this is a tough situation though. Like, what should the pizza guy do? And I guess that's the question on the table. Let us know what you end up deciding. We'll throw it out there for the audience. Maybe they'll have a suggestion for you. And thanks for the call. I appreciate the update tonight. Good luck out there. Yikes. And the house isn't even closed up. They're going to have to live in that in the wintertime. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. What should he do? Your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can bring up anything you want, 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features there. Enjoy them. And if you like the show and you like the website, you like the fact that it's free, you can contribute in a various different ways. One of them is by shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon through the links that you will find there. Those Amazon links will take you to Amazon US or Canada or the UK, depending on your preference. And then you can just buy whatever it is you're looking to buy because it's Amazon. They've got a huge selection, dozens of categories. It is, of course, the holiday season, or it will be shortly. And you might be looking to buy some things for some folks that you know, or maybe just pick up a gift card. If you do that through our links at shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So you get the stuff you're looking for, you get the same great Amazon deals, the free Super Saver shipping that you're used to, and you help Free Talk Live by going through shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. And there are some things that you just can't get at Amazon. One of those things would be stateless suites. Now, stateless suites allows you to hook up with delicious, handcrafted goodies.
Yeah. Every stateless sweets candy I've ever had has been awesome, and I'm very picky about my candy.
Well, that's quite the endorsement, and she does a great job. Jillian is the lady behind it. She's a very liberty-oriented lady, obviously, with a name like Stateless Suites, and you can go to statelesssuites.com to see the selection, which includes fudge and toffees and caramels.
You don't want to give out status candy on Halloween.
I wouldn't give these things out to kids on Halloween.
Why? Why?
They're way too good. Get the cheap stuff at the store.
Throw them some M&Ms.
Exactly.
All the time.
Wow.
No, they won't know what they're missing if you don't give them Stateless Suites.
Yeah. Kids, do not stop by the FTL
studios. But then we'll be the favorite house in the block.
It's true, but then you'll have to live up to it every single year.
Yeah.
These are really high-quality candies, and they're very, very good. So go to statelesssweets.com. You can place your order there. She's got a huge variety, more than we can talk about right now on the air. So go and see it for yourself, and then place an order. And there's shipping built into the cost. It's really good stuff. Highly recommended. And statelesssweets.com is where you can go for that. Let's go to Anthony. He's listening in northern Minnesota to WNMT. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
I think I got a solution for the pizza guy.
Okay, pizza guy who, for our listeners just tuning in, just called a moment ago asking for advice. What does he do? He bought a house that's basically a money pit, and it's something that he feels like he's stuck with now. He's already poured a bunch of money into it, and he's still not done with it. Go ahead with your thoughts.
There's two things you could probably do. I bounce around all over the place. I have to clear a homestead. And how you do that is you basically have to live there for a certain amount of time. I think it's like 6 months in Minnesota. But you can live anywhere else you want. I mean, that's what the winter birds and all that do, is they go down like Florida when they're sick of the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Or what he could try and do is, he said, like his family members would help him out, maybe. Maybe sell the house to one of his family members and they could take advantage of that grant program instead of him, you know, and then he could be free to clear the house.
That's an interesting approach. Like, he doesn't want to be there in Fargo. He said he would like to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, but now he feels like he's stuck because if he takes this $24,000 grant program from the federal government, that part of that program is that if you take the money, yeah, it's free, but you have to then stay in the house for a decade. That would be an interesting thing to do is, hey, let's market this house to other people and say, look, yeah, you're going to buy this ramshackle thing. I've already put all this money into it, but look, here's this program. You can get a great deal on the house. You can get into this program, you know, and then you're free at that point from that, if you can find a willing buyer.
Another thing, too, is like with the homesteading and all that, you could go out to New Hampshire and all that stuff and, you know, carry on with his career, probably bounce back and forth, which, you know, go out there. I mean, if he gets good in with work, he could probably work, like, via home over the Internet or something like that.
But then you still come up against, I mean, is it still to advocate for someone else to take the government money? Is there something wrong with that?
I don't know if it's wrong. I mean, I wouldn't, but just as I don't encourage people to vote, I'm not going to encourage the pizza guy to take the stolen money.
I encourage people to take the government's money.
I think it's a murky area personally, because I like it when Rich Paul, who's an activist up here, advocates, hey, if you can get a government welfare check, why not get it and then use it to turn it around and use it against them, use their own money against them. They're going to hand out the money anyway, so why not? But then again, there seems to be like an icky kind of thing. Like, I don't know if I would want to do that.
I understand it from a tactic. You know, it's just not something that's my cup of tea. I'd rather not.
So you wouldn't look down your nose at somebody who does
it? I wouldn't judge it. That's what I would tell. I've actually told people, like, I'm not going to judge you for taking the unemployment check or student grant ABC or whatever.
And if he's not taking the check, if he feels like there's a moral issue with taking that check, then suggesting to someone who's going to buy the place that they might want to, that's not,
the individual
not as objectionable.
Yeah, that has a moral objection to it, then your opinion, you know, is secondary. But, you know, so what would they care? But
I think it's a good suggestion, Anthony. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, you can also move out there and then get an apartment, and that'd be a tax write-off for him.
Okay.
Be for work.
I don't know anything about tax write-offs, so I'll take your word for it. But thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. If you've got any suggestions for the pizza dude, he's stuck in a really bad scene with a house that is an absolute nightmare, that basically was loaded with cat feces when he purchased it and did not realize that that was the case. Like, the way he described it on the original call was like that there was some kind of a crawl space between floors or something like that, and the cats were all kinds of in there. It was 67 cats
in
the house.
They did a pretty good job of covering that up, because I did some construction, you know, as a job a couple of years ago, and you could tell, like, when there's a house with a bunch of animals, I think this lady had, like, birds, cats, dogs, like, ferrets, like, all kinds of stuff. Like, winter it was, and it didn't matter. You could smell it, you know? So they had to do some, they had to do a work, you know, number.
I guess they did. And anyway, so if you have any suggestions for them, 855-453. You can also bring up anything. Tom's on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
It's about, first of all, the issue of creepertarians came to my attention while I was waiting on the line here. And the solution to that is to talk about and have a booth at every libertarian event where you also have, like, porcupine singles. And here's the right way to go about trying to get dates is you sign up with, you know, this thing or go through a libertarian kind of matchup service and not go around. You get these people here. Talk about the creepertarians in the third person. We do get some people like that when you're actually talking to a possible creepertarian themselves. But anyway, the issue that I called to bring up about is something that happened on February 14th, 1997 in Manchester, New Hampshire, when a cab driver went out on a call and a smoker got into the car, insisted on smoking in the car, and the cab driver said, you can't smoke in the car, get this through your head, which doesn't really, it doesn't matter that there's also a city ordinance in Manchester against smoking in taxis.
Mm.
It's also, even if it's only the cab driver's own rule, if he owns the taxi. So, but anyway, they got in this fight, and the cab driver drew a 9mm pistol, and 8 shots later, the smoker was finally extinguished.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
That's out of control.
That was. Now,
not
if you
justified.
Look, if you want to look that one up, by the way, that there's stuff on the internet about that one.
If you thought the getting the smoke smell out of your cab was going to be bad, now you got bloodstains to deal
right.
with.
Yeah,
yeah,
the deceased person's name is Russell McDonald with 2 S's and 2 L's if anybody's looking into this one right now. But anyway, what I'm getting at is then I won't say that the cab driver got arrested. A choice of words is important here. The Manchester police arrested the cab driver as if he was the one that did something wrong.
What was not wrong about shooting a client in the back of your car for not putting their cigarette out?
Because first of all, the passenger was attacking him and grabbed.
Oh, he was under attack. Well, you didn't make that clear. You made it sound like they got in a heated argument.
It was a heated argument and a fight about this cigarette.
So he felt that his life was in jeopardy, is what you're saying. That was this guy trying to choke him or something like that?
The cab driver, it's his taxi. He doesn't have to let people get into his taxi.
That's true, you don't get to. If the guy wasn't attacking him, you would agree that it would be completely inappropriate to blast somebody for smoking a cigarette, right?
Thank you for telling me what I'm supposed to think. Anyway,
that was a question. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE was a question that was asking you something. 1-855-450-3733.
Is this person just really anti-smokers, or is he trying to make a point about the use of self-defense?
After the break, though, I'd like to bring it up, because I understand the point of self-defense. I think we'll all agree on that, but what if somebody did get in his cab and doesn't, I'm not leaving.
Well, I mean, he doesn't have to leave either, right? Like,
sure.
The cabbie doesn't have to leave from that spot.
So it's a stimulus.
We can talk about it, though, here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. More after the news. Hour 2's next. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibes. Year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Teaching without preaching the ideals of liberty. To young and old alike, Libertania, The Liberation of Conformia, is a picture book which tells the story of Thomas the Candy Maker and his trip from the free land of Libertania to the statist land of Conformia, where he deals with border crossings, fiat money, business regulations, and corrupt officials. With his civil disobedience and run for office, Conformia will never be the same. Go to Libertania.com to purchase your copy today in print or Kindle format. For a discount code, check out the Libertania Facebook page.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.